Lac la biche, for an activity that is based on hard-to-find footholds and grips, the idea of a full-time ninja gym in Lac la biche has found quick support. Certified ninja coach Marley Brownlee was behind the recent pop-up ninja gym that took over the summertime curling rink space inside Lac la biche's Bold Center. The gym, complete with hanging, climbing and running obstacles, took over the area for 7 recent weeks and drew hundreds of visitors. Brownlee, a certified ninja trainer and mother of 2, is hoping to make the trial run a year-round business. Brownlee only began her own ninja training a few years ago, and says it didn't take long to see the physical, mental and social benefits of the fast-growing and fast-moving sport. She said it's especially good for youngsters. "The reason that I got this going is I find that kids are just glued to screens now. I want to be active and I want to give kids a reason to be active. With ninja, they are using their bodies from head to toe and not recognizing how much exercise they are doing while having fun," she said. Creating a full-time local ninja gym has been her dream since she first began training. With $14,000 in funding assistance from Lac la biche County, her own business financing, and a grip on her dream held as tightly as she holds the salmon ladder crossbar during her own daily training, Brownlee says the trial run has shown that a permanent ninja gym is possible. During the 7-week trial, the gym was rented out for school classes, birthday parties, social groups and individual bookings that kept the ropes swinging and the energy and business potential flying. "The success from the 7-week pilot project proves that interest is there," says the local athlete and businesswoman. "It also shows," she said, "that anyone can be a ninja and anyone can enjoy the fitness and fun of the sport. It's something everyone can do. You can have upper strength, you can have lower body strength, you can have good balance, but anyone 2 and up can do ninja," she said, explaining that a local ninja competition held at the gym before the trial run was over drew 35 local athletes, ranging in age from 3 years old to almost 50. Brownlee, who competed last November at a national-level competition, and is planning to attend a female-only Alberta competition in September, says that like a challenging ninja course, there are many paths that young and older ninja athletes can take in the sport. "A local ninja gym would set young athletes on that path, leading to provincial, national and even global events. At the very least, it's a great place for anyone to go for exercise and fun." Bold Edition. "What I love about ninja is all you need are indoor running shoes," she said, adding that a "give it a go" attitude doesn't hurt either. "We have seen the smiles from everyone at every age. It looks way easier than it is, so when they come out and have fun challenging themselves, they feel it as a full-body workout. It's an accomplishment to do something you perhaps couldn't do before." Brownlee sees a permanent ninja gym as another recreation feature for the community. She'd also like to see it as a permanent part of the existing Bold Center recreation complex. "To me, this is an extension of our fitness gym upstairs. I personally would like to see this part of the Bold Center pass in the future," she said. Next hurdle. Putting Ninja Marley aside for a moment, businesswoman Marley says she has been tabulating financial data along with customer reviews and suggestions from the trial run. "The general findings," she says, "is that the gym is a perfect mix of business and fun." She plans to bring the data to an upcoming Lac la biche County Council meeting, where she hopes to convince municipal leaders to make the ninja gym a full-time feature for the community. "I'm going to take all the stats, as far as programming numbers, bookings, drop-in numbers and revenues, and put together another proposal to council. I'll suggest what can we do from here to get this back permanently," she said. While she waits for that meeting with council, Brownlee says the idea of another short-term pop-up ninja gym isn't out of the question, as long as council agrees. "If council was on board, I would like to try a winter stretch. In winter, there can be less options for some people to get active. I do think it would be a good option for the winter," she said. As long as her dream of a permanent ninja gym isn't left hanging for too long. "I think the more options the community has, the better."